You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hi, guys.
Hello, people.
Welcome to the very, first episode of the
How is Work podcast.
Woohoo! Some music in the air, please.
Drum rolls, please.
Yes, guys, this is the very first episode of the How is Work. And my name is Favour.
And I am Sandra.
And we'll be your host for this show. So on this show, we're going to have a plethora of different guests from various... I'm just blowing English anyhow. We're going to have different guests from different walks of life who are going to come on here and tell us what work is and how they got the job, what they are doing to sustain the job, and what you need to do if you want to get into that field, okay? So just stay tuned. Also, that's not all.
No. That's my part, please.
All right, say it.
The next thing to expect on this podcast is the office amenbo, the office gist that you're going to be giving us. Please, and the link where you're going to be dropping this is also on our IG page, so you could go
click
on the page and drop this.
Excuse me.
Also the questions she talked about.
Yeah, excuse me, you people. I don't know why I'm begging you guys to follow us on Instagram.
Please do.
See,
it's not hard.
Of course, I'm still begging, but please, come on now. Come on. Okay? And please share the Instagram handle to your friends, your family, and, you know, let them follow us.
Follow, like, comment, share.
And all of that good stuff.
All of that good stuff, yeah.
So, this is the introductory episode, and on this episode, you're going to meet your guests. So we're just going to be telling you our story, where we are in our careers, how we got here, and where we hope to be in a few years. But before that, Sandra, how far now?
I know.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was eventful
fun. Let me ask. They said you went for a wedding. Anyway.
Yes, so I went for a wedding. No.
Where?
But that wedding,
Where did you go?
Anambra.
Hey,
Anambra.
Did you come back with Anambra husband?
I did not see nobody, not even one.
So let me give you, there's just some people are doing on Instagram, they're saying they want to leave their jobs and they're looking for Anambra man, they will marry, they want to be Wunyoga. And I always find it so fascinating, you know, because you're saying you want to marry a man that his office in the market and you're posting it on Instagram. How? Since we are giving you guys tips, I'm going to give you tips on how to score your Anambra wealthy man. Exactly. Tip number one. Go to the market by 12 p.m. Enter Onitsha market by 12. I'm very serious. The time is very important.
Or even the Ochanja. That's what they call it, the Ochanja market.
Yeah, just any of them. But like the time, don't go by 9. Your Oga is not in the office by 9. His boy that is there.
It's by 12.
Go by 12 or by 3. You understand?
No, 3 might be too late.
Best
time is the 12.
Go by 12. When you go by 12, number one, don't go there and be speaking English. Yes, if you don't know how to learn Igbo,
don't appreciate an overlearned woman. So just tone it down a little.
Just go and learn Igbo. That's what I'm telling you. Conk one.
We didn't say you should.
No.
We didn't say you should be speaking out this conk.
See, I'm telling you, listen to me. Follow my advice. Everybody that follows my advice, ask them where they are in life now. Okay? So, go to the market by 12, drop your English at home, speak Igbo. Now, when he calls you my color, even if you are fair as Fanta and he's dark as Coca-Cola, laugh.
Just smile.
I say what?
Laugh and
not
smile.
Not that means that you are stupid.
Those
are
your set of teeth, show it.
Laugh that, oh my God, what you are saying is true.
Even if he's fake,
even
they won't recognize it. They won't recognize a fake laugh.
Okay, laugh. Then the next thing is... Anambra men, they take their business very serious. Very, very serious. So don't expect him to give you any free goods. Buy something. I speak from experience. Hello? You know? Now, I speak from experience. See, he's probably going to give you money that is going to double what you bought, but he's not going to give you his products for free. Yeah. So, pay, okay?
P- Pay for it. Don't expect him to give you what he's selling free of charge.
Yeah, when
he won't do that, especially on the first meeting.
Exactly. So when he asks for your number, these are not these your young boys that try. They don't have strength to pursue you.
Just give them the number.
Okay. When you do that, come to our DMs and pay tight. You're welcome.
Anyway, and maybe you can also tell us how it's been going. I don't know. So we know that our advice paid off.
Yeah. So how was the wedding anyway?
My dear, the wedding was fun.
I did not snap picture. Can you imagine?
I did not snap picture. My day started off very, very eventful. Yeah. From my footwear spoiling to my zip to my makeup being, oh my goodness, I was so devastated and
maybe
angry.
You should check your life, Shao. Because
at a point, I needed to do that. I needed to check myself.
Oh God.
I really needed to do that.
Anyway, welcome and happy marriage. Yeah,
and how was your weekend?
My weekend, I like to say this. Weekends, they're my busiest day. Okay, so this weekend was my cousin's 16th birthday, whatever. And if you have not reached 16, I don't know. It was
16 and 18, which one is more?
I don't know
the right word to use.
I don't know for them, but they threw bash and people did not want to go until 10. So I was
10 p.m.
my dear. And I was wondering, are you not going to work tomorrow? And they came with their kids. Are your children not going to school tomorrow? You guys should be going home now. But and we ate cake. That's what we are having.
Mama, who doesn't like cake?
We ate cake. I chopped gogo yesterday, Sha. So.
Who doesn't like cake? Because I definitely do like cake.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how our weekend went. So, we're going to start the podcast now. So, we're going to begin with how we start. Oh, I'm not even going to lie. I've hustled in this life. Well, let's start with Chidiogo. How far now? How did you start?
How did I even start, Safe?
Yeah.
The first proper work. Would I call it a proper work?
Tell us about the improper ones, too.
The proper ones. Okay, my NYSC. Right? Say that. But it was during the COVID-19, like the peak of COVID-19. Oh. That was when I started my youth service. So we weren't really going to work. It was more of going, take your attendance, and then go back home.
Yeah.
That was all we were doing.
Sorry, if you're not Nigerian, NYSC is 1 year mandatory service to the country. They're going to be paying you proper money, Sha.
Yes, so 33K.
Yeah, so that's what it
is. But that money is like blood money. How the money used to finish.
Oh my goodness. Of course it's blood money. It's not Nigeria. Blood money, whatever. Anyway, continue your story.
So, I didn't really start like going to work until sometime in September. Yeah, ending of September, yeah. And even at that, it was just like, you go by 9 a.m., sorry, and come back by 12 noon. And then I was working at the Ministry of Arts and Culture.
Oh, nice.
Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. Yeah, and let me tell you, say those people, those Ibibio people.
Take it easy, me, I don't follow you. I'm not here.
Hey, those Ibibio people, let me just leave what I have to say. If you want to know what I want to say, just follow us. Yeah, ask me, I'll answer you, yeah? So I was placed in the Department of Research, Research and Documentation. So we weren't really doing much because then we were supposed to host an exhibition, art exhibition. But due to the whole corona stuff, so we ended up doing just a herbal drug exhibition, right? Mm. Yeah, where people, all these babalawo, all of them, we are bringing their native medicine. This one will cure cancer, this one will cure, this one will cure.
Maybe you should have one of them. You have their contacts. We'll have them on this podcast.
They should come and tell us how it works. Exactly.
Yeah.
So they came. It was held for about how many days? I think that was the major thing that I did while on youth service. And then as God may have it, I eventually got another job. But that was in November. November ending, I got another job as a manager in an energy company. Not really a company, but, you know, people that do energy stuff, communications, they sell laptops, they install solars and all this stuff. So I was the manager there for a month. Up until the end of my service year, because I needed to come back. I didn't really like the vibe appointment thing was giving me. So I preferred my Enugu State. So I had to come back here and came back in February, started job hunting, was looking for a job, going from place to place. Went on. I went for about 5 interviews before I eventually landed my current job in June. I started work in June 25th, to be precise. So, and since then, God, it's been so good. It's been feeling so good. Ooh, journey has been good. Thank God. So far, so good. I've been learning, you know, experiences, things that I didn't know. You know, getting to know things about life, like content creation. I never knew anything about it. But at least now I can say I know one or two things about it. But
you're welcome.
I'm proud of myself. Even if nobody's going to tell me that, but I am proud of my
growth. We're proud of you too.
No matter how small it is, I am proud of my growth. Please.
Rest. Oh, that was a lovely story. Anyway, me, my own story is long.
I can't wait to hear your story.
Hey, I'm hustling.
Just summarize it, even if it's long.
Okay, let me start. Let me start from the beginning. In the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so I think my introduction to a workspace was after I finished writing WAEC. So if you're not Nigerian, calm down.
I'm calm.
We have time. So if you're not Nigerian, WAEC is West African Examination, Kini. So they're one of the exams that you need if you want to enter uni, okay?
Yeah.
You have series of exams. There is WAEC, there is JAMB, and there is PushTU.
NECO. I'm forgetting NECO.
Hey, me, I know NECO.
So far you credit. You know NECO, people take NECO just to supplement the WAEC. Yeah, just in case you don't do well in WAEC. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so I wrote WAEC and JAMB the same year. So you know that waiting period when you're waiting for your result to come out?
Yes. Now got yourself a job.
No, actually, my parents said I should go and learn how to sew. Those people, they tried anyway, but it's not their fault. I should learn to sew. So they went, first things first, I didn't want to go because it's just not me. You know, I like talking. I like pressing phone. Why are you stressing me?
Learn one thing. Exactly why I didn't even bother.
That thing actually, I did it, but it actually caused a lot of problems. But
how long did you do that?
Just calm down. Okay, so at some point when they didn't bend, I had to give in, you know, and I went there. Omo, hey God. I want to ask, first of all, why is it that people who do all these who offer female-related services, they are always very great at gossiping? You see tailors.
Saloon.
Hey,
the saloon all is the top knot. Those people from beginning to end, they don't used to get tired. They always have something to say about someone.
Let me give you guys something. Small gist about that place. See, okay, so I learned how to sew. I know how to sew, but
Not really good.
A
fashion designer. You don't need a tailor.
I can sew. So we used to go for We used to do interior decoration, we used to do catering. So most times we used to have outside work.
You learned all this in one place?
Yeah, we used to go for outside work and all. So my madam was kind of single. Let me not go into her private life like that. So let me tell you guys. See this tea I want to give you now.
Because
exclusive.
Yeah, oh yes.
Anyway, so there is this guy or man that used to, you know, he used to take us. So when we're going for outside work, we have to go with our tints now, canopy, interior decoration stuff. So he used to carry us. Most times they used to be outside the states.
Yeah.
So he used to take us out and everything. I don't know. Somehow, my mother got entangled with him. Now,
this man is supposed to be your client, right?
No, our driver.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So my boss got entangled with him and... Now, one of these students got entangled with the man.
As well.
Oh, my goodness. It was such a... So, of course, when I got admitted that same year, so what used to happen was I would go to school. Whenever I come back during holiday, I would go back there.
All right.
So when I go there, they would not be giving me all the tea and be telling me that, oh, the man said this, that they went... Oh, well, those people, I don't even know. They don't have fear. So my mother was actually dating the man and the girl was dating the man too. At the same time. So
And after they'll say is the girls that players.
I have something to say.
Double dates. How do you
men, I want to say something about men. And I want to say, I don't know. they say something about men. I'm not going to repeat it. Everybody know what they say men are. I don't know. I'm not going to say it. So this man, I think he's also married though. I think he's also married though. So that's, he's controlling three different women. I like. So now, the girl, that's the student, she knew that
the man was married.
Yes, and he was entangled with my boss because she used to come and tell me that the man said my mother thinks she's wise. So they used to gossip about my boss. So my, I think. Anyway, let me just leave this with their story. But it was crazy at that place. And I had to keep going there until one day I just made it. I said, you know what? I'm not going back there again.
And you just quit.
It shall cause problems because I'll come back home for holiday. They'll ask, are you not going? I'll say, oh, I have plenty of assignments, blah, 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 blah. From there, instead of forgetting about the issue. So I just stopped going. So the next job I got was, it was an online job, actually. It was a social media job. I was managing an account, and I tell you, I was good
when did
at
you get
it.
This one?
What year was that? Was it 2016? I think it should be 2017.
While you were in school?
Yeah, I was in school. So that was it. That job, I promise you, I was very good at it. Very, very good. That was the time when I had time. And so the engagement on the page had dropped and everything. And I'm not trying to brag. But I was able to raise up
engagement dropped, and they needed the social media manager to handle
so
it.
So I was able. So then I used to, what I used was storytelling. So I used to go out with people then. I used to go out a lot. There's no place I don't know. I was going out well. So I used to come on and share the story, and from there started getting, engagement started increasing and all. So started getting, people wanted to advertise with us. It started increasing, and they had to employ more people. So we now had shifts. Do you get? I don't know if I should say this because I think the person is going to listen, but I'm going to say.
Please say. They will know now. So.
They will know. Now, why would they know? So why I left that job was that it was supposed to be an anon. It was supposed to be handling the account anon.
Okay.
So they weren't supposed to know who was behind the page. You get, now we were two. We were supposed to be three, but I think the other one, his phone got missing. So we were not two who were actually handling the page. So it was, you know... how do I say it? So we had shift. Maybe I would be on in the morning and he would be on in the evening. So this guy was using the account to, I don't want to say womanize, but he was talking to different girls. And it was really annoying because I would come online to work and I'm seeing messages. Oh, I saw you. You're looking beautiful. What the hell is that?
Really?
Yeah, it was so annoying.
Doesn't he have like a personal page of his own where he could go about
no,
that?
No, nah. I think there's this whole, so the girl will not be trying to, you know, find out who he is. Oh,
anyway. Oh, seeing as it is a business page, right?
Yes, now. So people like, ha, who are you? Where did you see me? Those kind of things. Anyway, so at some point, so I was still in school and then I said I had to go for my teaching practice because I studied education nonsense.
Okay.
That's
a good profession.
Yeah,
no, but it's true. I know teachers that are doing really well. And
I think it's
my parents are teachers, and I'm proud.
For me, oh, I mean, I did enjoy it, but it just wasn't what I wanted anyway. But I didn't want to stay at home and go for that tailoring. That's why I just took the admission, honestly. And I'm really grateful to God though, because I wanted to study law.
I wanted to study law.
I'm not imagining how I was struggling with small English education. Imagine if I got that law. Hey,
exactly.
God.
I was struggling with my own course, history and international studies. Now imagine if I took law. Almost 4 years, and it was Fernando did 5 years course plus the
law is
bar,
law, is
I mean,
not
law
six
school.
Years. No. Okay, it's five. Actually.
5 years, then you do the bar law school.
God knows why. God knows why I didn't get that law. So anyway, I went for my teaching practice and that, I had to focus and I was going through a lot. I don't want to say I was depressed, but whatever. So I went for teaching practice. I taught English. No, I taught literature in SS2. Those children, they were taller than me. But...
can imagine.
Yeah. So, let me skip that one. Then there was this job I got under the table.
You've worked though.
I don't want to forget. So I got this job under the table. You know how abroad when you need a job, you don't have passport and everything.
Yeah.
So they would, you'd be giving the person a cut and all.
Okay.
So I got a job under the table, but it wasn't like I was giving somebody a cut. Somebody was giving me a cut. See, mm-hmm. I feel they say this thing that you attract the kind of people you are in your life. I have really amazing people in my life, and that just goes to say that I am amazing, believe it or not. Anyway, so it was during the lockdown, and I was still at school, but I just didn't want to go home. Because I knew that if I go home, it was either I was going to be going to that tailoring place, or I would have to wake up every morning
to do the house chores.
Yes, and do absolutely
and nobody likes to do house chores.
Nothing. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to go home. So I was just there, and my parents would call me, oh, what are you? I'm doing projects. Which projects? And so I did. So they were like, you know what? If you come back home at some point, instead of getting, like, I couldn't call to ask for money anymore. Because they're like, it would be a situation of come back home. There's food at home. So I started looking for a job. And I was ready to just, if I didn't get it, I was just ready to go home. Then there's my friend who was working at this, it was a loan company, government. Your country, Nigeria, your government. They were giving out loans to startups and small businesses.
Is it what's it called, SME?
Smedan, yeah. Smedan.
Smedan. Yeah. What I know is SMEO.
SMEDAN.
Oh.
Yeah, Smedan. Small.
I didn't know. I thought small business and clinical.
Yeah. So then was at the peak of it when the government was still releasing money. So like they used to have a lot of things. So he splits his work into two. He just splits his work into. That was the lovely period, you know.
You are making the money.
Almost. That was the most important sometimes, thing. And he was just a sweet guy because most times. I wouldn't even work. He'll just be like, okay, you know what? Don't worry, I'm going to do the work for you, and then he's going to send the money to me. And he was so sweet, you know. That was a lovely period. Thank you if you're listening. I know you're going to listen, so thank you anyway. So, at some point, as is the case with you, anything that your government is doing, they start releasing money. So, Bobby, let me say something about that. Okay, about that place. So, at some point, let me leave that for now. We're going to come back to it, okay? So, government stopped releasing money, and everybody had to go their way.
Job finished.
Yeah, everybody so everybody had to go their way. Now, the issue was, people, what are you going to do with your life?
But you haven't finished school.
Yes, now, it was during the lockdown now, so there was no school.
There was
no school, so it was not a matter of, people, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to go back home?
But, excuse me, how were you going to work? With the whole lockdown, blah blah blah, and everything.
You know Nigeria. What
is Nigeria? Is Nigeria anything? Is
we're
possible.
Going out. It's just the major places where this thing.
Yeah, the major roads. Nobody was flying.
The country's already spoiled. We're not spoiling it. Anyway, I'm just being honest. The country. What do people don't know about Nigeria? Anyways, so it was nice to join. What are you going to do? Honestly, I want to say I don't like working, but I like working. I hate being idle. I like deciding that I'm not going to work.
Exactly.
But, like, not that I don't have a job. Do you get?
But you just wake up this morning and be like, I don't want to work today. I'm just going to have my rest. And that's it.
Yeah, so I was ready to go home. I was really ready because there was nothing else now. I was ready to go home. But there was a friend. She had opened a small business. And so she wanted me to come over to her office and help her set up her social media place. The pay itself was going to be food. She was going to give me food and that was it.
That was the pay. Food for the day, Abby. Okay, no, for every day you come in.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's a friend, so I just said, let me do this. So I went, and during that period, I was still trying to figure out how to get my life together. And I was ready to go. I've already packed my things. So the next thing was, once I finished this, I would go back home. So one of these days, I was online and I was just scrolling mindlessly. I was in the office because she gave me an office space. So I was just scrolling mindlessly on Instagram when I saw this advert, job advert. Now, the job advert, so let's say this is November. The job advert was placed by September. No, October. October before November, Abby?
Yeah,
October. So it was placed in October. When I saw it, so I was like, it has already passed though. Well, I mean, what's the harm? Let me just apply.
Try your luck.
Let me just apply. So you guys, I sent my CV. So I think what happened was somebody had gotten the job when they placed the advertisement, but the person left the job. So when I sent my advert, they were in need of somebody for replacement.
Okay.
So instead of placing another advert, they just said, okay, let them just call. So you guys, they sent a message. They sent me an email, oh, coming for your interview, blah, blah, blah. That was when the whole lockdown thing was easy. Oh, I also think that there was strike then. I think there was strike during the, after the lockdown, there was strike,
yeah.
Abi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
true,
I think
true.
So.
Towards the end of 2020.
Yeah, so yes, I think strike. The strike was
that lasted
now,
up until sometime in February.
Yeah, so I think everything was now. So there were rumors that schools are going to open very soon and all. Anyway, they invited me for an interview. And I remember that vividly because that was the day that Davido's album, A Good Time, came out.
A Better Time.
Is it A Good Time now? That was the first album.
2020.
Yes.
Who was that?
No. Oh. A Better Time is the one that came out recently now.
No, A Better Time came out 2020. A Good Time came out 2019.
Ha.
Yes.
I think you're mistaken. This producer, he will not tell us. When did this song come out?
No, but it's true. No, Davido didn't release any album this year.
Anyway, an album came out.
Yes, and it was A Better Time album. Please.
Mention one song, let me be sure, from the album.
Oh God! Oh my fuck! Oh, what was this song? Ay, God, I enjoyed this song.
There's this one, Disturbance. The album.
Yeah, Disturbance. One milli was also.
So
yes,
that was
yes.
That was Better
2020.
Time.
2020. Yeah, that was a better time. Yeah, the A Good Time album. Let me see.
Anyway, like, so that was the day the album came out though. And when I was preparing for my interview, I just went online and people were hyping it, and I said, "Let me listen, no." From listening, I found myself dancing to the album. Before I checked my time, I was running late. I quickly showered.
For the interview you were supposed to go to?
Yes. I quickly showered and everything. And I don't know who takes a bike to an interview, but I did. By the time I got there, my hair was all over the place and everything. But luckily for me, they were not there yet. So I just had time to calm down and everything. So they came in and we did the interview. So the number one issue was that I was still in school and school were... Going
they didn't want a student
yeah.
that would be juggling work and school because that's going to be stressful for
yes,
you.
Yes, considering that. So I was supposed to more or less manage the state. It was an e-hailing business, all these boats, them, Uber, all those kind of things. So I was supposed to do that, monitor.
Manage their page.
Not paid, like the states, literally. So we'd have drivers now manage
okay,
them
okay, okay,
and
okay,
all,
okay.
all that good stuff. So they were like, oh, how are you going to do this? Seeing that... See, I just want to tell recruiters that often, people lie during interviews. And I said...
plenty of times. Who does not know that one?
You know what? I said, of course, I'm such a we'll-figure-it-out kind of person. So I said, we'll figure it out. That's not going to be a problem. And I lied. I said, I've done my project. I had the template for my project, but like I hadn't done it. I just needed to edit and everything. But I told them that, I've done it though. That is not a problem. Just for them to approve it.
And do your defense.
And we're done. So after the first interview, there was a second interview. So I was shortlisted. Then the second interview, where I spoke with the director, who was not in the country. So it was an online interview. And I still told them, that people should not worry. See, it's not...
And you just give you maximum
don't
of
worry.
1 month. And you'll be done
I'm
with everything.
I'm done. That school's not opening anytime soon anyway. So
no, trust me, I did that while I was getting my during my that job I got while in service.
Yeah.
Manager was asking me, are you sure you could juggle with this your NYC? I said yes. But every day I kept like it was stressful. It was
anyway, I got the job and I was happy. So I'm not going home anymore. I was very happy. That was my joy. And I called my parents and I told them, you see, I got the job and everything. And they were like, oh, that's lovely. I know you're going to be great, blah, blah, blah. Poof. They said all they had to say. So I started work. I don't want to say I lied, but during the interview.
So were they able to figure out that you lied?
Yes.
While you were working? Okay. And what did they do?
I was
fired?
Really good at the job. No,
were you fired?
No,
okay,
I was actually very good at the job. But one of the thing is, so one of the guys I told was that I knew how to use What's the name of that this thing? What's the name of that thing now?
What's that?
Is it Excel?
Oh, Excel.
So they gave me work to do in Excel, though.
And you didn't know how to do it.
I did rubbish.
That is going to be the first
I thought you said you knew how to use Excel. I said,
Did I?
You say what?
You will fake ignorance. You'll be did I? Oh, yeah, I don't remember saying that.
He was he was my direct boss and he helped me a lot. So he taught me and I started getting into it and everything was going smoothly, very smoothly until that's a very delicate matter, but somebody, one of us, not staff, but like our affiliate died. So our affiliate died and in fact they arrested me, you people. They arrested me.
Me.
I slept.
So you're an ex-convict like this.
That's what they call me, my sister.
It's not only you, I'm also an ex-convict. If they start counting people
let me know who I'm staying with. What did you do that they arrested you?
I don't do anything. No. I was just going for a party with my friends. Believe?
On your face, you have ex-con on your face.
Even you. I was just going to a party with my friends, Jelly. It was around 11 p.m. Next scene, this police getting called. They just packed. Zoom. Where are you going to by this time? Blah, 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 blah. Then we are unrobbers. Then we are looking for who we're going to rob and all those stuff. That's why they just hit us, handcuff us, carry us, go. That's why I sleep for day that night, though.
But I think the
I say that express. I don't wish my enemy.
The country is a mess. Because really, so when they came to the office, it was so dramatic. Those people, they are so the way they were. You know how they act movies. They carry gun and be pointing like this. Exactly. What do you want to show?
I'm like, actually, when they were handcuffing, I was like, really? So I'm going to be handcuffed.
Oh my goodness.
I was handcuffed.
They didn't handcuff me. So they came to the office and. Okay, so when this happened, so the man went missing, one of the drivers, he went missing, and his brother called on phone, and he said, that his brother went to pick up a ride so time since yesterday, and he has not been back. So I said, you know what, so I checked my system, and I said, he finished this ride, though, he ended it on the system, that maybe he went somewhere else, but he should keep us posted, let's know. So I called my bosses, and I was like, see what's happening. They said, what's going to happen is, this is his wife's number, call her tomorrow and see what's happening. So I called the wife the next day. She's like, he's not yet back and everything. And so so my boss said we should go and report to the police station and I should go with her. So I was trying to call her and I'm like, if you're going, let's go together. So I will give the police all the information that I have. So she said, no problem, she was going to call me. While I was waiting for her to call me, somebody came to the office and he said he's the brother to the man who was missing and he asked for the details and I gave him. Okay. A few minutes later, he came back with armed men that were pointing gun at me. It was so embarrassing, you guys, because it was embarrassing. So they took me, but luckily, my bosses, they had sent, they have different locations in different states. So they had sent one other person from the other state to come. He was on his way coming down to my own station. Okay. So when they arrested me, I told them, this person is coming now. He would be in the best position
to answer their questions.
So they said, he should come to the station. So they were carrying me. These people, this country.
And those people, how they used to drag someone. Animals, really.
Jesus Christ.
They don't have respect for human feelings.
It was actually a very traumatic period of my life. Like, then I could not pass a police station without my heart beating. Those people.
I don't even like being close to a police station right now.
You guys. But anyway, it was clear that the company had nothing to do with it. They just wanted money. That is what they wanted. And they gave them the money. They released us and everything. So few months later, school resumed, and I was still doing it from school.
Yeah,
because it was mostly everything on my system. So I could do that, but it started getting taxing because I started doing my projects, and I couldn't give it the full attention that I wanted. So they said I should go on leave. They said I should go on leave.
Oh, they found out that you were...
No, they knew. I told them. So they said I should go on a leave. And then when I was done with school, I could come back if I wanted. So they wanted to transfer me to another state. And I said, okay, you know what, it's fine. I handed everything over, and by the time I finished school, I realized that, you know what, I don't want to go back there. I actually just want to focus. I actually want to focus on my life. You guys, I mean, like, I'm telling you my life story.
Of course you
anyway,
are.
Anyway. So I didn't want to go back, and I didn't go back. So I said,
so after that, what do you now do when you finish school?
What did I do? Nothing really. I was now on just on the lookout. Really, I was not exactly on the lookout though. I was just ready to go home and do nothing. My father would be loved. My father would be happy to have me. Because after my 200 level, I don't think I've spent up to a month at home. I've always been on the go, getting the bag. I don't know the bag means, I'm getting because that, I'm still bagless.
That means I'm a home person because I think I spent every holiday at home. Every single one of them.
Nope.
Every single holiday, I spent it at home.
When I was little, I've always wanted to be a career woman. I remember the first time I told my brother that I wanted to be a career woman. You know, then it had this negative meaning, so he slapped me.
Even up till now, some people say, when you tell someone you want to be a career woman, like, a woman, you want to be a career woman, how are you going to manage your family when you get married? How are you going to do this? How are you going to raise your kids? You want nannies? You want to employ nannies to raise your kids?
Don't worry about my future.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to think of my future next year.
I'll tell you, my day.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, so I wasn't exactly on the lookout, you know. I was on the lookout, but like, I wasn't desperate. I just wanted to go home and just relax. I mean, I'm the last born. Let me just go and be a baby. At least, even if it's for a few years. After service, I will now start figuring out. And a few months, rather. After service, I will now begin to figure out my life and everything. So someone sent me this. So during that period, I still not moved home. I was getting ready to move home. Okay. So I think that week I was.
Please, a quick question. All these jobs you've been doing, have any lasted for a year?
No, what for you?
No. You've worked for 1 year.
Let me think.
For like one month.
Oh, I forgot. There's another job I even worked. See, I'm also though. See, I'm even forgetting.
But all of them still did sum up to 1 year.
Most of them are not my fault. Let me explain. The first one is not my fault because it was annoying me. That's funny.
So anyway, if you get a job and the job starts annoying you,
It's not like that. Things are always happening. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And me, I like to think that I'm a passion worker. I have to really like what I'm doing.
Have to like what you're doing for you to be able to deliver well.
They don't have to, but me, I personally have to like what I'm doing. Anyway, so someone sent this link to me. So during the lockdown, I started a podcast. It was a religious podcast anyway. So I think most of my contacts, they knew. He sent me and he's like, oh, he saw this and he thought of me. I should apply. And I did. Anyway, I didn't expect. So I just applied randomly and I forgot about it. I think they forgot about me too. Whatever. Anyway.
So you didn't get called in for an interview?
Immediately.
Okay.
So I had moved home, I think. I had gone home to Port Harcourt when I got the interview invite that I should come. And I'm like, okay. So one of the requirements was you're supposed to have served and I had not served. So I'm like, so what if I go now? And then I said, because I've not served, I'm not going to get the job. Let me not waste this small money that I have.
Your transport fare and your time.
Yeah, so I was really skeptical about it, but I just said, okay, let me just go. What's the worst that will happen? They say no. So I cry for 2 days and that'll be fine. So I went for the interview. It was in a totally different state. I went for the interview. Long story short, I got the job and that is where I am today.
Clap for yourself.
Ooh. I think I'm hustled. I forgot to tell you, I even worked as customer care like that in one company. See, I'm hard to forget. My story is long, but I just wanted to ask.
I even forgot to talk about my. There's this interview I got in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, God, I thank you, Jesus, because by now, I'm sure I would have been toast, really, because it was always calm. Because I didn't even apply. I was just one morning, I woke up, I saw an interview invite. I was like, I didn't apply for this job. So I didn't get it. The location until somebody else, I sent it to my cousin.
Yeah.
My cousin that I didn't apply you, but see what I got. My cousin was like, no. At this location that is known for, if you just go, is kidnappers and everything. Serious? I said, thank God, I'm not even in Lagos because I was even considering going from, you know what, the distance from Akwa Ibom State to Lagos.
Yeah.
I said that if I'm going to make this trip, then I have to be sure that I'm going to get the job.
Okay,
thank God for that. If not, by now, oh God, I don't even know where I would have
to. So let me ask you, have you faced workplace, as a woman working, they like to think that the workplace is a man's field. Have you ever faced workplace, what do they call it? No, not even discrimination. Have you faced
challenges?
No. Like, have you been abused by a man? Sexual harassment?
Have I? Yeah. While serving. Yeah, I was working, please. So, that's part of it. And it was this EPBO man. Those people cannot take no for an answer. They cannot. If you keep telling someone, no. And he was a staff there, obviously. And he was an EPBO man. So, I don't know if... You never get to listen to this, so because those people they're not advanced.
Hey, me, I do not follow and be bashing people.
Please,
here,
oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Please, these people are not technologically advanced.
Okay, so we're going to talk about sexual harassment in the next episode because if it starts now,
I cannot finish it today. But
all right, so we have some questions. We're just going to briefly answer some questions.
Just brief questions that they ask.
Just brief questions, and then we'll end this episode.
Let us hear it.
We are tired of talking. We are tired. Anyway, so the first question is: my boss is annoying. What do I do?
Ooh.
Resign
now. No, you can't resign.
We're joking, no.
No, don't resign. Just don't resign lately. Maybe you start looking for other jobs.
I find that typically
because it's your boss, you cannot do anything. You can't walk up to my
bosses are supposed to be annoying. Yeah, that's supposed to be annoying.
But yeah, because it's their company, they're trying to grow. So when you're not doing what you expected,
you didn't give us enough detail. You didn't tell us if it was you're just a lazy person or if your boss is actually annoying.
He's giving you tasking job, something he knows that you can't do, maybe giving you little time to accomplish so much. So
you didn't give us enough, information. But what I would like to say is if it's affecting your mental health, try to start looking for other options.
Yes, sir, please. Because there are plenty job adverts.
And you already have the experience. Because other people are lazy. If it's you that is lazy and you're saying, sis, bro, whoever you are.
And I say your boss is annoying. Then you have to not be lazy.
Okay, if people are mad, I don't want to say people are mad, but if people... Somebody said, stop smiling sheepishly. You just smiled again now. Frown more because... That's actually funny. Moving on, somebody said... I work on the internet, but my mom doesn't understand what I do. Mm-hmm. And it's always a serious fight between us. Because she cannot understand why I don't want to take a job in her office. Okay. Instead of this thing, they put it in quotes, this thing. This is quite deep.
But you know, the thing is that most parents, like my parents, like everybody should be like, that this is my work that... Queen every morning, almost computer. I thought that job today is nobody carrying files up and down. Yeah. Now everything is the system. You store everything there. Once you have your system and an internet connection, you can work anytime.
Yes, I.
So most parents are not really that technological. You need to sit down and
explain. See, I can't even lie to you. My parents don't exactly understand what I'm doing.
Exactly, same with me.
Which and my friends are calling and they're asking which station. Let them see. I say, what do you mean? You get so I can't really fault them because generation is different. My own advice, like she said, is to try to explain it to them in the simplest way possible. Do you understand?
Yeah, break it down. Don't go and use all these big English.
You need to understand is that they are coming from a totally different generation.
Analog age. If it's what my friend used to say, that she's an analog... How did she say that? Analog person, born in analog period, but she's evolving in the digital.
Yes, so most of them, you just need to sit down and explain to her. Because this is your mom, this is me.
She needs to know and understand what you do.
She might not understand it to the very extent. Yeah, but let her have an idea of what exactly you do.
Yeah.
So, for example, my mom thinking I work in radio. I mean, it's kind of related. Podcast is an online radio.
Yeah.
So, I think that's fine. Unless that's her business. But I just think, just try to explain to her in the simplest term as possible. You might even want to use your local dialect to explain it to her.
Explain it to her. Just as much as you can.
Someone is asking me who is a thought leader. Hey, God.
Okay.
I remember correctly,
you were the one that said that.
Wait, nah.
So
I know who asked that question.
Please answer the question.
I know who asked that question.
We know who asked the question.
Is this our producer people? You people will skip. You will not answer you.
Just answer it. Who is a top leader?
Send us an email that will answer that. Let's enter the next question. We'll come to your question. Don't worry.
But it's not on this episode, please.
No, of course, we'll come to your episode. We'll come to your question. We'll actually come to it. So the last question we're going to take, because our time is fast spent, is what motivated you people to start this podcast? What's the goal? And how do you guys intend to add value to your listeners? Or is it just to have fun and talk to random people as guests? Wait! We've been talking for close to an hour now. You that is listening, you, have you not gained value?
Ataya.
No!
Have you not learned something?
No, have you not gained value? Let's be honest. But I think the whole idea of it is to teach people how to get their career life, their work life, their business life together. And most times it helps having someone who has gone there. Most of the information we see online is just garbage in, garbage out. So it would be nice.
Plenty of even false rumors. A lot of
It would be nice to have someone who is actually doing that thing to tell you, well, this is what I did. I made this mistake. Don't make it. So on this episode, one is going to be fun, vibes, and hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are going to have different guests who are going to come here and tell us what exactly they did, the mistakes that they made, what you need to get into a particular field. And that is enough value for you.
And how to sustain yourself in that field as well.
If you don't think what it's enough value, that's your business. So, but yeah, that's it, you know. Do you have anything to say before we close, Diogo?
Do I? Like, call this an outro. No, she will do the outro. But let me just say that work. What was I saying?
Oh, Lord.
See, I'm just going to speak from experience.
Wait, let me answer.
This is about work. I was looking for a job, I was told to, when you're looking for a job, don't limit yourself to a particular field or a particular, or saying that, okay, this is exactly what I want. If I don't get this, then there's no work for me. No, you just have to diversify, even if you do not have any idea. But once you get into the job that you didn't know you were going to get, or something you have no idea about, the best thing you can do is just to, you know, research. I'm not saying you should absorb everything you get online. No, not all of them. You should just, you know, take the ones you can and improve yourself. Read the necessary books, research, talk to people you know that are on that field. They will give you one or two advices that you can take. I'm speaking from experience, so I'm just saying what I feel that everybody should do or know.
So, on our Instagram bio, we added that we have the answers to all your questions. And this producer is looking at me like, this one is an Olodo. She does not know who it is.
Don't worry, we will shock you people.
Let me show
you. We have answers to their questions.
Who is the thought leader? Let me explain it in layman language. Okay, so basically, a thought leader is where you put yourself as a leader. Basically, you try to show people who are following you, people you intend to follow you, that you're quite knowledgeable about this particular thing. So let's say, for example, now I'm into, okay, we're talking about career now. I mean, you people, you have heard my story. After my speaking, I studied English language for 4 years. You've heard my story. So, of course, you do know that I have a lot of experience in career. So, I believe that after listening, you know that I'm a thought leader. I can be a thought leader if you let me be your thought leader. So, producer, are you impressed? Okay, yeah. So, I think we should call it a wrap. On our next episode, we are going to have a guest.
Don't worry. If you want to know who you'll be having on the next episode, please just subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram. And
like, comment.
Okay. So the next, what I want to say conclusively is that please, you people, please, you see that link in our bio? It's not for nothing.
It's
there for you. Click any question. I'm really serious. Any question you have, as regarding your business, career, drop it there. We're going to have answers to them. We're here to help you, in as much as we're here to have fun, make you laugh and everything. We're also here to add value to your life. So if you're confused, you need clarification on some certain things,
just ask us.
We're going to provide answers to them,
whatever the business, career,
and because anything. We're not just here to be talking serious stuff. Give us your amebo, please. Now we let this now, please, now. Okay,
what to laugh.
Yeah, so I think that's the end of this episode. Yeah,
yeah,
we've done justice to it, I guess. Anyway, you guys, until we come your way again next time, next Friday, I remain DK Favor and
Sandra here, and as always,
signing out. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.